Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, once again, ladies and gentlemen.
And once back again, one more Peter time. And Omar Show.
Yes, and I am Peter once again.
And I'm Omar. And the Peter and Omar Show stars
Peter
and
my
Omar.
Good self and Omar. My good friend Omar.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Not much.
Well, tonight we have a very special guest.
Well, that's what you said last week.
I did.
That wasn't true at all.
You know, you said the exact same thing last week with a very special guest.
It was a complete
lie. And the person
who
sat down was, like this person who has come in, was late, not on time, and not punctual.
And tardy
as well, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, not the producer. I'm not talking about the producer. I'm talking about the actual guest, too.
Oh, the guest.
The guest last week was also late.
Well, the guest was really...
But she had an excuse. She was blonde. So our guest this evening is sort of...
She's just full of excuses.
Yeah. She had more notoriety, so I guess
indeed,
she could...
Indeed.
Yeah, more cachet. So, we are here again in Hollywood at an undisclosed location in Silver Lake.
Well, we're in an underground bunker next to Dick Cheney, but you know, well, he's actually
Omar,
out about great.
Is it Omar or Omar?
Omar.
Omar?
S'il vous plaît, monsieur.
Oh, s'il te plaît or s'il vous plaît?
Vous. I don't know you that well, do I? Don't, I mean, really, okay, informality does not suit you.
Okay, so Omar, what has been going on this week with you? Okay, next question.
Yeah, exactly.
Anthony,
do you really
want
to know?
I don't really want to. Give us the abridged version or the sabotage version, maybe.
The sabotage version. No, sabotage is more how I'd characterize your relationship to what I'm trying to say. This has been a splendid week. I've been traveling
really?
And eating.
Sunshine.
And wining and dining. And
spending lots of money.
And spending lots of money.
Yeah,
I always
so
do. I'm trying to single-handedly end the recession.
Oh, good, yeah. Wow.
I did my part all weekend.
All by yourself.
Yes, I did.
All by
yourself. No, not on myself. I spent a fortune.
Well, I think
I spent a fortune on my group.
On the other side of that, I think I'm single-handedly trying to keep it going. I really am, because I have really stretched. I mean, I have an orange tree up my back, a mandarin orange tree up my back, and a lemon tree up my front, and I have used those. I've actually been existing on the fruits of the trees.
Peter, it's only because people as wealthy as you are need to sometimes find out what it's like to do with nothing.
To do with nothing, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm with nothing right now, yes. So I understand what it is.
Indeed.
So, anyway, moving on to something even less interesting
yes.
than your
our
week
guests,
and my
right.
week. Our guest tonight.
Yeah. For God's sake, why do we always have to have these people on ruining our good time? I'm going to pour myself another drink right now.
Well, we are a little shy this evening of drink, but maybe we'll have something later on.
Oh, I think we've had more than our fair share. Just go ahead and tell the truth.
Telling the truth.
I'm on my fifth drink tonight.
I'm not.
Well,
I'm on my seventh.
Lying.
I'm on my seventh.
You're lying.
Okay, it's my sixth.
So our guest tonight.
Are we serving
is...
her champagne?
What?
Are we serving her some of the better champagne tonight?
Not. No, crazy.
No, no,
crazy.
No. I'll save that for later.
Have you seen better. What she's driving?
Yeah.
No. No. So
all right, forget about
our
it.
Our guest tonight is a very, very, very old friend of Omar's, and I barely know her at all. I mean, I know her in passing here and there, you know
yes.
what I mean? And her name is, I don't know how you pronounce it, but is it Gloria? Is that right, Gloria?
Gloria.
Gloria Westcott, okay. And that's about as much as I know about her.
Well, that's
and
all you
that's
need
about
to know.
As much.
That's about all that anybody's going to learn tonight, because we're signing off now. Well, I mean, she's got a trajectory that is almost a little bit hard to describe.
It's kind of a big word.
I think the word impresario doesn't really work.
Big one.
Event producer doesn't work. She's a creative visionary, I think, is probably the best way for me to describe
wow.
her. But I think rather than going on and on
creative
about her,
visionary.
Let's let her say a few things for herself. Hello, Gloria.
Just a few things,
hi,
Gloria.
Baby.
Not too much. Just
yeah, don't get carried away.
Don't get carried
like
away.
Like I said,
this is not your
I've
show.
I've got to excuse
don't
myself.
Get carried away.
Why
I've got
would I want to get carried away with you too?
I've got to excuse myself and go back to the bar. So go, just carry on.
You talk carry about, on in a vacuum.
You two
okay.
talk amongst yourselves. Yeah. I'll be right back.
We'll edit you later.
Yeah.
Oh, that was
really,
great, Gloria.
Does
yes.
editing happen here?
Right. Oh, please.
It's funny. I mean,
it's a fantasy world.
We mentioned
so
before
should
the
we
show
start
about
when
using.
We know each other?
We mentioned before the show about no. maybe using a laugh track, but it's funny. I think actually Gloria has a wonderful, wonderful laugh that
exactly.
we could maybe copy and use.
Let's not talk about how we know
mind.
One another. Let's talk about you.
Me.
I want to hear about your career. I mean, because everybody knows we met in the south of France.
I'll take a nap during this.
That incredible party. And that's really not interesting. Let's talk about you.
Dude, what Esto. Okay, baby.
We've gone bilingual again this evening. We were French yesterday.
We're trilingual,
last week.
Baby.
Trilingual.
Some of us anyway.
God,
we'll try anything.
I'm sure there's enough people out there that some of us will try anything. By osmosis. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of us will try anything.
It'll be the context.
So,
poor thing. A cunning linguist.
Well, yeah, that. Yes. Yeah, that's another job description. Mm-hmm.
How did it all start? I'll give you a brief synopsis. I come from a family where my grandmother was an artist, mm-hmm. and my mother was an artist slash entrepreneur.
We like her better. Tell me about your grandmother. Was she a painter?
Grandmother was German. Was your grandmother
older than your mother?
I would hope so.
Yeah. Now, was she a Nazi? That means yes. Go on.
You are so twisted. But it felt like she was in a Latin culture.
I'm sure.
Because the German discipline in the Latin world, just they don't jive.
I'm sure grandmother found a way to make it work.
Yeah, my grandmother would run the household like a Nazi.
Ooh, nice word. Can we have that one more time, please?
We said like.
Like.
Nazi like. You're in the later. I've already worked that little chestnut.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But
you said the exact same chestnut.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Oh, well, and we lived in El Salvador. My mother left my father when I was very young. She said, honey, I'm going on vacation with the kids and never came back.
Wow. That's a really good. And you're really
laughing
excuse.
Because why? Why would that make you laugh?
Your mother was a clever woman. That's
only
why.
My mother would come up with something like that. No, and it's been a great journey. I think to have gone to live in El Salvador and grow up in another culture and learn a whole other way of living was great. And as much as I adore my father, now to come back to the U.S., and have been exposed to so many different schools and countries, I think it makes you for a better equipped person to function in society.
I think that's true.
U.S. does, really?
No, having multiple cultural experiences.
Yeah, sorry, I wasn't following the conversation.
Well, that's nothing unusual.
That's not unusual.
Let's pour him something to drink. Something a little stronger.
Either pour him something or get rid of what he's drinking.
Arsenic, but go on.
So I started doing art with my grandmother when I was very young. She tried to teach me German.
High art.
She tried to teach me German, but I always said
that. Is there such a thing? It sounds sort of a little
oxymoronic
German
but,
art.
But exactly. She sounded like, I always thought they sounded like dogs with rabies.
Oh, no.
I hated listening to them all speak German. So I refused to learn it until I listened one day to Donna Summers. Speak German, and I was like, "Oh my God! Right. It can actually sound quasi-melodic."
As an over 16, of course,
it can sound somewhat melodic. And then we lived for a while in Nicaragua. My mother, among many things, she had a yoga center, and that was my first.
Mean like a center, like a chakra, or just like a center, as in a physical building?
A building where people came and you know, they practiced yoga, and she would bring these guys from India and, you know, do the whole...
Beak room and the whole lot of them.
Right, because she got ostracized from the Catholic Church.
She went
down the Eastern philosophy in the early 60s to get divorced in a Catholic church. Well... The Pope wasn't giving people blessings, were they?
You had to leave the country, pretty much.
Well, and she was arriving, imagine, in Latin America. And so she enrolled me in her alma mater. I was the only child in this whole school that came from a divorced family because they didn't accept children from divorced families.
Wow.
So the spotlight was on you straight away.
Yes, and I didn't speak Spanish at the time, so...
And you don't speak English now.
You know, there's a strange thing that happens that one day they both catch up, mm-hmm. and then you actually can home
you can
both
do it
of
all.
Them. Yeah.
You can do
yeah,
it all.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard that before about people who learn a lot of languages when one is their native language and another one is one that they have acquired a little later on, that after a period of time, the mind just kind of flips over, depending on what country you're living in, and you begin to sort of not only think, but...
Is that what happens to you?
Create... No, I do none of those things. I have no thinking process at all.
I just think so.
Nothing is going on at all in this head. I'm just reading from a script.
You can read.
I can read, yes. That's not, I've learned. I've learned
the rumors,
to sound.
The rumors are actually...
I've learned to sound it out. I've okay. learned to sound it out.
Yeah. Yeah, my osmosis.
Hooked on phonics.
Yeah,
hooked on phonics.
But digress. Coming back. Yeah. So, but let me... Let's talk. When did you first start... So, art was always a part of your life from the beginning.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Great.
And then, what happened was... actually, I did art for a while, then I went into the modeling world because my mother also owned a clothing company, and so I did ramp and, you know, TV and print and all that modeling. And then one day I was in a fabulous car accident with a doctor who had had too many cocktails on a Saturday afternoon, and he jumped the stop sign.
Great.
Now, he was in the car with you, or he was in the other car?
He was the one who caused the accident.
Oh, dear.
Was he German?
No, he was Salvadorian. But it was a Salvadorian doctor.
It was a German. Crazy. It was a German car he was driving, though.
It was a Salvadorian doctor, and there I was, and my whole face was smashed, and that was sort of the end of my modeling career forever. And I spoke. I used to work with these guys who were Salvadorians who had studied in the film school in London, and they were a trip to work with. And I always thought, you know what? The beauty thing is such a temporary thing.
Oh, you're really? Still beautiful.
And, oh, thank you, baby. But
looking across this table, I can see that.
I thought, you know what? I want to do what they do and work behind the scenes and really make it happen. So when time came to go to school, my mother said, oh, no, you're not going. You're not leaving. You're going to work for me with my company. This company is going to be yours. And I said, well, if I'm going to work for your company, which is fashion, then I want to go to the Fashion Institute in New York, and if not, I ain't having it. And she said no. So I said, I'm going to go study TV, and that's the end of that. And I showed up in New Orleans because my father's from New Orleans, and I had a bunch of Salvadorian wild friends who were there, and I started going to school, and there was no broadcasting in New Orleans. So my counselor...
Well, weren't they still doing everything by gaslight in that era?
Take on the pronunciation of the town. You hear it so often, you know, different ways, like New Orleans, but she's really going with the New Orleans. How do you say it again?
New Orleans.
You're doing a Spanish pronunciation.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
Because
there are so many sort of interpretations of it.
It's from hanging out with all those Latin...
No, because in the city of New Orleans, you would never hear anybody pronouncing it that way.
No.
It's kind of like a no-no.
It's like my Spanish.
A no-no right. Orleans.
Well, see, that's the other thing that happens. Everything gets blended together, too.
Yeah. So, carry on.
I got to New Orleans and people thought I was from New York before I'd ever gone to New hilarious. York. Then I got to California and they said, are you from New York? And I said, no.
I'm from New Orleans.
I'm from New Orleans. I'm from El Salvador via New Orleans.
So the layers and the layers kept...
Yeah, no. So anyhow, where were we?
So you finally got to, you
no
got to
idea,
New Orleans
really.
And then...
Oh, so I started... So they didn't have broadcasting, honey. So I met my ex-husband at the time there, though, who's Salvadorian, who had come via Spain. And he said... My counselor said, you can go to New York, L.A., or San Francisco. And my ex-husband said, well, Gloria, why don't we just go to San Francisco? And I said... Fine, they have broadcasting there. Let's
and that's
go.
How you wind up doing that.
And that's how we ended up in San Francisco, baby. And then, it was Sodom and Gomorrah at the time.
At the time.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Because it was 1977. Ooh, I arrived baby. In San Francisco.
The height of the disco era.
This disco hell in heaven.
So, Gloria Westcott, I'm looking down here. But so your, no, okay, carry on, please.
But yeah, I'm going to interrupt you because you're really cool. You're boring, Peter.
I'm boring myself?
You're boring us all.
I'm boring myself? Carry on.
You are
go
a bore.
Oh, a bore,
yes.
Okay.
Let me be clearer. You are a bore. So, moving forward, so
moving
you
on.
Arrived at one of the most decadent periods in San Francisco and of course, embraced this decadence. To your heart.
Oh, honey, I didn't. At the beginning, I was very confused.
Well, it can be confusing, I'm sure. I don't know anything about decadence at all.
No, how would
no,
you?
No, I've kept a very clean and pure life.
Ha! God yes, almighty,
it's
that's
okay.
a whole
you
other show.
You don't have to go and
Yeah. We don't have to scrape all that stuff up. I'd like to actually talk to you, Gloria, about...
But while I was leading into something...
You were extremely rude to me just a few minutes ago.
Well, that's nothing
I've
new.
I've really taken personal offense to it. I would rather you just leave the mic down.
You ought to actually be used to it.
And I would actually have a human conversation
isn't that how everybody
with Gloria.
Treats
you? Do you mind? No, it's not, actually.
Because they should.
That's how you assume
don't.
People like to be treated by you.
Well,
but it's
you
not,
said
actually.
To me...
You're an obnoxious
yourself.
Ass, and I'm... Okay, you know what? Never mind.
You show the world how to treat you.
That's my little thing, yeah.
This is what I've learned from interacting
with you. Just keep talking. You might hit on something sensible. Just keep talking. Something decent might come out of your mouth.
Wow.
So, Gloria, listen.
Yes, darling.
So, listen, I'm going down through your list of credits. I don't know whether some of them are real or fictitious or not.
Why would I even bother?
But she has one that has really struck me is the... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh one down. It's the L.A. Queen, first transvestite beauty pageant for a day without art. Now, explain a little bit about what that's all about. Elaborate a little bit of that. I think we all know what transvestites are, don't we, Omar?
Yeah, I caught you that time, and I've never been the same.
I'll just give you a little bit of backstory.
Okay.
I had been working for 2 years as a journalist in San Francisco, writing about
after
Latin.
The drugs and the disco,
during the drugs and the disco,
writing about Latin entertainment and art. And I actually met these three Chicana artists down there, which was Patsy Valdez and Diane Gamboa and Barbara Carrasco. I showed up here in L.A., and I had gone to school with the culture clash children.
Oh, yes, we know them.
They'll be on the show
oh, God.
At some point.
Dear,
oh,
you dear.
Gotta have them, honey, definitely. Mm-hmm. And through them, I met Nancy de los Santos, and through Nancy, I ended up at Self Help Graphics. Once I was at Self Help Graphics...
Wait, hold on. Elaborate a little. I don't want to interrupt the flow because we do want to get to this story of
the L.A. Queen.
But Self Help Graphics is an important institution.
Stepping stone.
With a big history. Sister Karen is a big factor. Was a big factor there. Still casts a big shadow, even though she's been gone for quite some time. But talk about that
Sister
a little
Patril?
Bit.
Sister Patril?
That was from The Flying Nun.
Oh, it was from The Flying Nun. Okay. I'm
didn't you play? You played, yeah.
No. Someone else.
You played
Sister Patron.
Did you play? Yeah.
Okay.
We know how you spin. Okay. You're fascinating.
Ay, cabron. Okay.
Right.
So,
anyway,
I showed
Self
up there in 1990.
Self Help Graphics.
Yeah, like at the end of 90. And Sister Karen was there, and it was Day of the Dead. And. I was there for about 2 years, and I worked with her as her assistant, and it was a very exciting time to be there. They've always had a setup for an atelier for people to come and make silkscreen prints.
Since the 60s, yeah?
Since about the 70s. Like 71, I think,
very early.
Something like that.
So you were wrong.
And Sister Karen actually had gotten the building in East L.A., which they just lost.
Ah.
Through because it was part of the archdiocese, territory, and she got it for like a dollar a year for at least 50 years or whatever it was, and so the institution had been there from then until now that they lost the building this year.
But explain who Sister Karen is, or
Sister Karen was a nun who was also an artist, and because she was an artist, she was very much. Into promoting art in the Latin community because she had come from being in East L.A. for a long time and more so with the Chicano community. So there had been at that time about a roster of 125 artists who had come through who would do an atelier. They would invite 7 to 12 artists. Each one would do a print. They'd do a run of like 60 prints. The institution kept half. The artists got half. They ended up right now. The Santa Barbara University has all the archives of all the prints that came from Self Help, and LACMA has a big chunk of them as well.
Wow!
So her thing was to promote artists, and then they would set up exhibitions. And so one of the big exhibitions that they had while I was there was a traveling exhibit of Chicano art that went to 9 countries in Africa and went to Europe. And
could you name them all alphabetically for us? I'm sorry. This guy does.
Not even going to go there.
So as you were saying.
Sorry. I was just trying to.
Peter loves his own.
I love the sound of my own voice.
That's what we call masturbation. Yeah.
So, so self-help graphics was always about promoting artists and in the visual arts, and also they had an etching department, and she had studios for artists there. So, you know, there were like 4 or 5 studios. Betsy Valdez had one, and Leo Limong, and different people at different times. But there was also an auditorium. And when I saw that auditorium, and
you were inspired,
I said, "Ooh, we have a platform." And I, who was coming from rock videos and from all this wild performance, thought, "Oh, and why not?" So a day without art rolled around, and I had lost many, many friends from AIDS in San Francisco. And said, "Oh, why don't we do something here to bring AIDS awareness?" And I thought of a beauty pageant of Latino transvestites, which I think East LA had never seen.
At the time, it was pretty eye-opening, to put it
mildly. How well was it received, or what did people think about it?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, for 3 months, I went to every transvestite club in LA looking for talent.
Didn't we all?
And I finally found my whole roster of talent. And then Herbert Siguenza from Culture Clash was my MC.
Right.
Okay. Now, he was a transvestite at the time, too?
No, he impersonated Julio Iglesias and Prince. And That's close enough. Great. And so, yeah, no, but we had all the categories, you know, evening gown and swimwear and talent. And
sounds very disturbing, swimwear.
It sounds very disturbing.
The show was incredible. How many years did you do this?
Oh, that particular one we did one year. Yeah.
But the LA Queen pageant was an offshoot of this, wasn't it? Or was that?
No, the LA Queen was
same thing. That is it.
That was it. We did it 1 year and that was it, because there was no second year, honey. But I was long gone.
Why, it was so frightening the first year around? You just couldn't have
people
back?
No, actually, the first year around was good. It's good. We got into making other events after that, right. And they sort of snowballed into other things, and we couldn't come back to that. But what did happen was the Getty was also doing things, and so museums around the country were doing the shrouding of the art for a day without art, you know. And so we thought, why shroud art? Why not?
What do you mean shrouding the art?
There was a day without art. They
would cover the art with purple shrouds or black shrouds, you know.
So you couldn't see.
It was a day without art.
Oh, okay.
It was a national day without art.
Mm-hmm. Why would it was nationwide?
Why would someone have
to
something
commemorate
of people with? Who died of AIDS.
It was from everybody, from entertainment, from the visual arts, you know, so it was a way of mourning. Okay. But I thought, why not do a celebration?
You decided to celebrate life instead of marking death.
And also to do sex education as well, you know, the whole thing of using a condom.
Well, we know that abstinence is the only way.
And in fact, here's one right here.
Sarah Palin taught me that.
Well, we have a couple of condoms on the table right here. Let's just try them on for size. Why don't you go first?
I'll be right back. I'm going to my dressing room.
I'm getting ready.
Ciao, mi amor. Ciao.
I'll take three.
I'll start with three.
Wow, that's very interesting.
So that's how that. So then we did a day without art with Otis, where we brought. And I can't remember what's his name, honey. Anyhow.
His name is Honey from now.
No. Ron Athey. How can I forget?
Oh, yes.
So Ron Athey came and did a performance, which was the first time I had ever seen him perform, and I was stage managing for him.
He's a very edge-pushing, dangerous.
Yeah, so we worked that, and we did a lot of just AIDS awareness through different institutions at the time. And then we started also translating materials for the Latin community and, you know, just bringing that whole awareness. Then after the LA Queen, I decided to do Modarte with five artists. And with Modarte, we brought in 82 designers and visual artists to do wearable art. And the criteria was for it to be able to be walked down the runway. Mm-hmm. And we had performance artists, and we made a silent auction out of the clothes and the art that was created for that. as well as to donate the money that was
raised
from that to the Angels Hospice.
Describe some of the outfits. I mean, I remember the one that stands out the most is the one that was made of knives.
Oh,
that one was terrifying. I don't know how that model was able to actually wear that.
It was an outfit completely made of knives?
Made of knives, covered in, I mean, sharp. It was, and she, at some point, extended her arms like a bird. It was really frightening.
Aren't they usually sharp, though, knives? No, not always?
Not in your toolbox, but go on.
Okay. So, because we had lost so many people on AIDS, and our whole thing was that you could be creative, you could be edgy, and at the same time, you know, you could still have sex appeal, but... You know, you had to have safe sex. That was sort
safe
of,
sex appeal.
Yeah,
that's what the knives were for. Yeah.
Yes. So anyhow, we had knives. We had corsets made out of.
What are you reading there? Is that part of it, or is that a menu from some restaurant around the corner?
Oh no, baby, this is a program.
Oh, okay, okay. I couldn't tell from.
She's bored, and she's going to order something.
She's going to order some
really?
Food.
Yeah. Hey, from this
I'll
particular
have,
menu.
I'll have the dumplings and the rice.
I'll have the wearable knives.
Really,
and the,
I'll have the knives.
The art on a plate.
Yeah, there was another dress that was made all out of. What do you call the. Not the curtains, las persianas, honey. I can't remember.
Scissors.
No, scissors.
Curtain hooks?
Scissors and knives?
No. Wait, blinds. Out of blinds.
Wasn't there some show one time where someone wore a whole credit card thing, like an American Express credit card? Was that part of that same thing?
No,
was that
honey, that was
that was
the
something
Oscars.
More of
that was a chick at the Oscars.
Oh, that was the Oscars. Was that the Oscars?
Wearing gold
American
Amex
Express
cards.
Yeah. That was
sort of an homage to the Courage look from the 60s.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
Did for
Courage was
one.
A designer.
Yeah. Hossa did the whole metal, those green, like, metal things, the whole dress also, sort of like a Paco Rabanne
take.
So we had a lot of artists and designers who actually, this was their first show, and who have now gone on to be famous. You know, Louis Verdad is one of them.
Drop some names, baby.
Yeah,
make
household
a
names.
Show
I know
off
all.
Right now. This is a moment. Do it.
Yeah. Let's hear a couple of household names that I've never heard of.
Well, you don't know anything, so it doesn't really matter what she says. They're all famous, Barry. Go on.
No, honey, but like Jose Orellanes from Exit One came out of here. Well, he had his own trip, but he had a show with us. Louis Verdad, Gronk was in here, Patsy Valdez, Eduardo Lucero, Miguel Reyes, and all.
Love
and
the
on
pronunciation.
On.
It's really very fluid.
It's authentic.
It's very authentic.
It's surprising for someone from
really
New Orleans.
Is, and by
how
way of.
How could that have happened?
By way of New York.
By way of Germany, really. Let's
by
be
way
honest.
Of Germany and New York. Yes.
Come on. Let's break this down now.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, Lord. So, anyhow, so that was that journey. Oh, then we did Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. I remember that
Dios
very well.
De las Muertes.
Where you had the coffins that were.
We had 21 coffin installations.
That was crazy.
That
we
sounds had, very disturbing.
Oh, it was fabulous.
It was beautiful.
What do you mean installations? I know what an installation is.
People were given coffins and they were framed.
No. Everybody made their,
oh, they
own,
made their
coffins.
Own coffins.
And
were they installed, like, as in installed into the earth?
Well, actually,
no,
at
installed.
The Park Plaza Hotel.
They've been interred. Not that's interring.
Oh, that's interring. Okay,
they were installed for a brief period of time.
Okay.
In the hotel ballroom.
Yes.
They're still there. You should go visit them.
And just drop in or something.
Oh,
just drop in.
In
and close the lid. Is it?
Filled with other things.
That place is filled with other things. But that's a different show.
That sounds too creepy to me. That sounds.
No, that was quite beautiful.
It was gorgeous. Six artists created.
It has context, of course. I mean, you know.
Well, we were
Day
trying
the Dead
to.
Is,
well,
yeah,
the whole
what
premise
is.
Was to fuse
All Souls Day,
contemporary
I think. Is that what it is?
Art.
Same thing?
Yes, it is.
It was to do things that were contemporary and to bring technology in with something that was traditional. So we had an altar that was like 60 feet by, I don't know, like 20 feet deep that seven girls did.
It was huge.
And the bottom part was very traditional, but the top was all video projections. And so it was something very contemporary. And then the installations, every artist did a piece that was based on a coffin and death and a theme. And we installed all of them there. And we had all the rooms of the Park Plaza for that. We had one room that was all projections on these huge helium balloons by this guy Merlin, who did design specifically for Day of the Dead. We brought in bands. I mean, we did a whole video wall installation. We had DJs. So there, it was just a whole ongoing event where it was very contemporary, but it did have these traditional basis for it. And it was definitely a night to be remembered.
Quite a night.
It made history. And after that, I got kicked out of self-help graphics.
Surprise.
Sister Karen said that I was taking the institution down a different path.
You know, it's interesting how often that happens. I won't talk about myself too much more tonight, but I've had the same experience. People are afraid of a little independence and a little too much free thought.
Yeah, and the, yeah, because
to live a barren sister all your life.
No, and I think
she was a flirt, that Sister Karen. She was.
Calm down.
She always told me how pretty my eyes were.
To be in a shady cloister mute. To live
no,
a barren
and
sister
I think
all your life.
I think when an institution is in the visual arts and all of a sudden you're creating these other platforms that are taking it in other tangents, I could understand, you know, her concern. I totally can. And,
okay,
you know,
so we don't like Sister Karen anymore.
We have tremendous respect for Sister Karen.
Yes,
she still alive,
definitely.
This lady?
No, she's not.
We have great respect for her, definitely.
Okay, we do. Okay.
And from there, I made my print.
That's
yes,
right.
I'm looking at it.
Oh,
we're
we can talk about
stuff.
That
talk about
while
your print.
We're in the art.
This print is hanging in the permanent collection at LACMA.
It is.
This
and
is?
Called,
yes, it is.
This
it
is a print that's
it's
hanging in LACMA? I can't
it's
believe
a
it.
Screen.
That's shocking. You own this?
Yeah.
Well, you were given it.
I was given it.
I mean, so surely that's something of your own choosing, because you really don't have an awful lot of taste.
I have no taste, so and yeah. certainly no, you
I
know.
I mean, I'm looking around here, black, white. I mean, there's not a lot of imagination going on here. Anyway, let's address the painting. So this is your
it's
painting.
So screen. So quickly, it's called Have the Aliens Landed Here? And we did an atelier for the commemoration of the 500 years of when Christopher Columbus discovered America.
Which, you know, which coincidentally for me is also the beginning of not only multiculturalism, but globalism, as we know it now.
As we know it now. So it starts off where...
oh, it's a map of the world. I see it now.
He lands...
It takes a while for your eyes to adjust to the obvious.
He
but
lands and the Indians think he's God. And then, of course, they have the whole...
Which we know is a myth and a lie, but go on.
And then I have integrated all these different elements that I think were important within the whole 500 years. So we have the Olmecas, which is actually one of the oldest civilizations... within Mexico, we have the Loteria cards, different ones. Of course, death, because death was very important for them, as well as life.
Could you explain that to me, the Loteria cards, lottery cards?
They're lottery cards.
Like scratch cards?
You know, when Christopher Columbus came over,
he got a bunch
five
of scratch cards.
No, they were scratch and sniff cards. And
no, I was just wondering because I mean, I live in a Spanish neighborhood, and I see a lot of the locals here down at the 7-Eleven and stuff, and they buy a lot of lottery cards. So I'm just wondering, if it's the same thing.
This is the thing, though. But this is
where
it's like bingo.
It's where the lottery was born.
Columbus got five scratch and sniff cards, and that's how he was able to win Santo Domingo.
That's how he won Santo Domingo.
That's
okay.
how he won it.
That's how he won. He won America. He won America in a scratch card. Is
mangoes,
that what
and they said you
got it. It's I got it.
And then all
got
the
it. Wow,
really
Gloria,
cool
that is
came
fascinating.
With him,
fascinating.
So
they came back with him
light.
On a pleasure cruise, and they started. You know. What is now
with Gilligan
yes.
and
Gilligan
Ginger
and Ginger.
Ginger and the captain
and the professor of my
and
favorite.
The professor yes
yeah.
So thank anyway. You Omar wow well you have really clarified that for me.
Okay, good night. Thanks.
I never
on.
Thought
okay.
we could have such conversation.
Let's move on to Super Lotto Plus.
So going back to the elements contained within your silk screen.
Going back, then we have the snake. Who also has the whole binary system of numbers, which is, you know, zeros
what?
And one.
What is it? Excuse me.
Excuse me. Didn't we just cover this topic?
The snake. Okay. We're not talking about the snake's sex life. Come on.
And moving on, we have the appearance of the camera, because I think the camera really changed the way we see things. Of course, I have Jimi Hendrix with rock and roll.
That totally changed things.
We have the whole crystal thing with the New Age and that whole
crystal
scenario with the cross. You see it next to Jimi Hendrix.
Oh yeah, to the left of Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. Okay,
that's actually an Ankh.
Yes, it's an Ankh with the Egyptians. You know, we had to bring the Egyptians in the mix
naturally.
And yeah, even though they don't, they go way back.
They go way back in the day. Way back in the day, yeah.
The Egyptians is another topic.
Okay, so the next scratch card over is what?
These four, each corner is their rubbings from the pyramids. And the next one over is the heart, which is another lotto card. The next one is print and how print came and revolutionized our way of information. Well, I have Leonardo da Vinci there, and we have the concept of time through clocks and auras representing religion. Of course, I have the world map, and on that I have the Pan American satellite, which was the first satellite that went into orbit that's privately owned, that was owned at the time by the guy who created Univision. So he sent the first privately owned...
So we're all going to be speaking Spanish soon.
Univision. Univision. Univision.
Satellite has its Univision. Well, it's already started working on Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
Peter.
Pedro.
Yeah, okay. So what it's showing is the trajectory of the satellite. And at the end of the day, you're going, okay, well, the aliens didn't only land here, but now we've got them upstairs as well.
Yeah, don't we, though?
I like it.
I'm so glad you do, babe.
I do.
We've got a couple of cats upstairs, too.
Well.
On the hot tin roof.
Those girls. Nothing but trouble. I can come down after the show.
So there you have it, babe.
I love
fascinating.
It.
It's very beautiful. It's really very beautiful. I must make a point of going down to...
to go dig it up in the archives at
Los Angeles County Museum of Art.
County Museum of Art.
Have you been there?
Is that new?
Yeah, it is.
Never heard of this.
I think it opened about a week ago.
Is it near the House of Pies?
A little further west than that.
Oh, okay. A little further west than that. So it's like the old George's Diner?
You know, it's near there.
Vista Theater?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And it stands for LACMA.
You can go down there and pick up one of those.
I know LA is Los Angeles.
You can pick up one of those hookers right outside. Well, you know.
Oh, I know that. I know exactly.
I didn't mean to get into that part.
I know exactly the intersection you're talking about. Yeah. Yes.
So when you do that, you're going to swing by.
No, truly it is. I know I'm just kind of tooling around here. As she looks at her watch, she goes, get me the hell out of here.
No.
Luckily for us, all doors are locked.
Another cocktail.
Time for more cocktails. So let's also talk about one of your most recent...
Endeavor.
Vacation?
I was going to call it an extravaganza. It was an occurrence. For me, it was almost like a throwback to the art happenings of the 60s in some ways. Because it was a very, very...
Can we just get to it, please? Because you're kind
no,
of
I
like
want
beating
to do build
around
up.
A little bit. You're beating around again.
Well,
back
you
to
know.
This masturbation sort of issue we had earlier
well,
on.
Well, you set the tone.
Just come to a point.
It's hard to avoid it when you're in the room. You sort of set the tone for like the self-indulgent mode.
Is there something going on? Is there interference? Oh, no. You were speaking.
Yeah, no, the aliens have landed
let's
again.
Behave,
they're taking
children,
you back.
Let's behave.
Okay, go ahead, Omar.
At any rate, I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted. Well, I was going to say, my dearest Agatha, Peter.
Unfortunately,
you are showing distinct signs of triviality, which is nothing.
Banality, new. Actually, I think.
Distinct signs of triviality. Recognize the quote.
Yes, I do. That's recognize right. it. It's Dorothy again, isn't it?
No. No,
see, there I go.
Godfather Oscar Wilde.
My godfather? My fairy godfather,
from the
is that what you mean?
Being Ernest.
The importance of being Omar?
Well, everybody knows that's important. Anyway, back to the event.
Gloria is still here. Somehow.
Yes, I'm here, baby. I'm here.
Really? Oh.
Catch her.
I thought she was in the bar. Come on.
Really?
So, La Noche de la Fusion. Talk to us about it.
Gary Baseman decided that
characterize who Gary Baseman is a little bit.
Don't assume that everybody knows everything.
Pretend actually everybody's a little bit
assume that they
know nothing.
Assume that I am slow.
Peter is your audience. He knows nothing.
I'm 3 years old.
I'm the one who knows about
anything.
Art and culture, and that is
okay,
that's stretching
I'll read you a little
how
bit.
Sad is
Gary
that for
Baseman
humanity?
Is a pervasive artist and painter. He's a TV movie producer, a toy designer, a curator. He He's been described as adorably perversive.
Ooh.
He's one of the leaders in LA of the underground art movement who coined the term pervasive art. He blurs the lines between toy culture and fine art and has strong iconic images, both playful and dark, childlike and adult. Dripping and thought-provoking.
Dripping and...
dripping and...
Oh, there's a lot of dripping, baby.
Dripping and thought.
There's a lot of dripping in Gary's world.
Yeah, a lot of people are describing the work. There's always the blurring the lines.
Is there a place where we can look at his work? I just want
to... www.garybaseman.com.
Oh, so he's got his own name. Awesome.
Yes. He...
Are we boring you? Oh, okay.
Because I'm boring myself tonight. But go on.
And me too.
Well, why? Why are you guys boring yourselves?
Well,
okay, because he's asking boring questions. That's why.
I'd like
boring.
To.
That's why.
I'd
now,
like
what
to
I want
actually
to really
have
know.
My co-host committed
to what?
To what?
To an institution.
Well, I know what the problem is. You're just not drinking enough. You can't really function
right.
unless there's alcohol coursing through your veins.
You're right. I need. Okay. How many drinks is this now? Eight.
Zero. Well.
All right. Ten.
Zero to eight.
Never mind.
Let's move on to something else. A little less toxic than that.
All right, so the event that you did for Gary.
So Gary had an art show exhibition at the Corey Helford Gallery, and in conjunction with this, because he had traveled to many countries last year, he wanted to create a celebration of life and at the same time talk about how we can free ourselves from imposed, you know, parameters.
Bless you.
That society gives us. And free ourselves from them in order to live, you know, a fuller life in our own dreams. So some of his characters were brought to life, 14 of them, through costumes that were made by Wendy. And we also had like a carnival celebration outdoors. So we brought in Brazilian dancers because both him and I had been to Brazil.
They were hot.
Different times.
I'm sure they were.
And
do you have any photographs of them?
Definitely.
Yeah, let's show them on the radio right now. Yeah, but also and the games, everything was inspired by the work of Gary.
Yeah, Gary created different games that people played through characters of his as well, with hot cha 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 and people. We did the ring toss,
shoo shoo,
and he also introduced the enlightened shoo as a new character in his work. So there's an altar.
The enlightened shoe.
Now, what,
okay.
First of all, spell that out
let's
for me.
Start,
not the word enlightened,
let's
but shoe.
Shoo-shoo.
Poo-poo. Weren't they the, what you call them? The the five little puppets?
Ha,
the shoo-shoo, poo-poo,
Mimi,
ha-ha, and ta-ta?
What was the one that was hanging in the trees?
Oh, Toby.
Toby.
Toby
the Bubbles. What do they call those group in England? The little five, ha-ha, la-la, Mimi, po-po, lulu. What were they called?
Teletubbies.
Ipsy Teletubbies. That's who they were. Is that who you're talking
well, these
about?
These are not.
Are these more? So they're not Teletubbies.
These are
okay.
Way more perverse, and they like to drip.
Oh, okay.
They like to drip and
drip.
Murder. They kill too a little bit. These characters.
So this
and
word shoe. How do you spell that word shoe?
C H O U.
Shoe. Oh, the shoe. Okay, so enlightened shoe.
Not S H O E.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I asked her. I know that's the thing you put on your what is it? Foot?
No,
hot leg.
Those are gloves.
Oh.
Yeah.
So enlightened shoe. Okay, so what is the enlightened shoe?
The enlightened shoe is it's one of his characters that because of his actions he has now become enlightened.
And one of his actions might be what, for example?
He's found a way to transform himself by absorbing all the negativity in the world. Which oozes out,
but
of
again,
belly, oozes out of his belly button to creamy
specifics,
love.
Specifics, be specific.
I'm not,
what specific negative energy is
like
he absorbing?
Yours, like yours.
Yeah,
for
but what is that
for example,
specifically?
Room,
what is that specifically?
You would no longer be able to speak, which would be such a fucking dream. that's one of the things that
no,
do.
I'm serious though. Specifically, what negative emotion is he actually taking in?
All of them.
Like one. Like what?
Absorbing all the
It hatred. Could be anger. Hate.
Hatred. Thank you. That's all. I was just looking for a word.
You wanted me to articulate many of the dark feelings that you live with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. You should be the one to name them.
Yeah, I'm the one that lives in a blackened out apartment. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
With the dark.
Yeah. I need it because my light is so blinding.
Oh, honey, remember light and dark.
Yes, light and dark.
They coexist.
Chiaroscuro. Chiaroscuro.
And it's the perpetual battle.
perpetual battle between night and day, light and dark, black and white.
You know, it's just the way it goes. So anyhow, so this was a celebration, and it was a fusion of all of those places that he had been. So we actually showed a video of Toby's travels, because he takes Toby with him traveling all over the world. It's just hysterical.
Really funny.
And there was an animation done.
Toby, is that the dog from Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Toto.
But he was doing a guest star appearance that night.
Really? He came back reincarnated
at the show.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was great.
That was really good. Great work, actually.
Incredible work.
Really great work. That was his best.
And he did it all for like dog treat.
Oh, he did that as well? That's commercials?
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Interesting.
I got to meet him, actually.
You did? Was it rough for both of you?
Rough? You know.
Was he like 50,000 years old?
He was really well preserved. I mean, he's from Hollywood, so he kept it together.
Oh, yeah. So he kept his act
together.
I was amazed. His fur was all glossy. Ball, everything.
Kept his balls together and everything.
All of it. Well, I didn't all check out the balls.
Where is he in view?
No, I mean, he was at the show, remember?
Try to stay on the path, Gloria. Try to stay
Work
on
with
the
me, please. She needs a drink. Go on. So back to Toby.
Anyway, Gloria, I'm sorry. I have to laugh into the microphone so we get the last
one. Mio. Go ahead, babe.
Back to the menu, Gloria. Go back to the menu.
No. No, anyhow. No, that's good. You
yeah, that was a great experience. I enjoyed playing with the dog, and then I enjoyed the Brazilian
Pavlovian
dancers.
Of you.
And then burning my fears.
Your fears and desires.
I didn't know I could burn my desires, too.
I mean, your insecurity.
Oh.
Oh, not your desires.
I only burned my insecurities. I burned my SEC securities.
Don't burn the dog, whatever you do, because God knows.
Well, that's already happened in a mass level anyway. But no, I burned my fears and insecurities on a piece of paper.
Oh, really?
And you threw him in the pit.
It was actually really cathartic.
Could it work?
It did work.
There's that word again. We had cathartic last week, too. Are we going to use this every week?
I think we really should.
I don't think we should use the same words every week. What do you think, Gloria?
I don't know.
I remember.
Every week we should introduce a new one, and this one it could be sabotage.
Sabotage was the word. We actually prefer that.
Oh, honey, go back and explain to the public what.
This week it's sabotage.
Yes, explain to the public how sabotage came about.
Let's talk about sabotage.
Gloria and I have heard this, so we'll step out.
You guys step out into the bar, okay? So the word sabotage comes from the word sabot, which is the French word for the wooden shoes that French peasants would wear in the 19th century.
How familiar are you with French peasants?
Well, you know, I'm not going to go into detail, but let's just say that I know a thing or two.
Okay.
So you can, we'll leave that to your imagination. At any rate, so you know, when the owners of factories would abuse the workers,
I'll do the translation. The owners of factories when they abuse their workers.
So when the owners of factories would abuse their workers, oh, you said that already.
Yes, we said it three times.
The workers would plan to drop their sabots into the machine,
and the sabots are
their wooden shoes. I already said that.
Oh, you did. I wasn't listening.
But you were in the bar.
Okay, sabots are wooden shoes. I've never heard that term.
Yeah.
How do you spell
that? Little, like, you still see them in...
little like, U-boat kind of things?
Yeah.
The little wooden clogs, almost?
The wooden clogs.
Like the Holland...
Not like
the
Holland...
Like the Holland...
like the Holland Tunnel.
Not Holland Tunnel. Like, no. Not like the Hollandaise sauce. Like the people from Holland.
Well, the Hollandaise sauce
the Holland
is from
people.
Holland.
What do they call people from Holland?
They're 48 minutes. Awesome.
So the Holland people,
I can't believe we battled this long.
Holland days, the days in Holland.
Days in Holland.
Days in Holland.
But
we're both losing.
They would bring Hollandaise sauce to the factory.
Okay, they'll bring hummus.
Eat that for lunch.
And what happened to the sabotage?
I'm bringing back to that. They would wear the sabots, and after they'd finish their hollandaise sauce.
Their eggs benedict for the hollandaise sauce.
Pratt's crab cake benedict, which is sometimes a treat they got when they were better workers.
Wow, which was rare because they were peasants.
Which is rare because they were peasants. So generally they're eating sardines on toast.
Sardines on toast.
With very unrefined red wine.
My mother used to serve us that quite often, so would that mean that you would sort of assume me to be a peasant?
Your digestive system with sardines. At any rate, they would
sardines.
Drop, at an appointed time, they would drop their sabots into the machines and break them and thus get a holiday. And that is where the word sabotage emerged from.
Sounds like complete baloney to me.
You can
that sounds like one of those English shows where it was called Call My Bluff, where they would have three
Call
people
My Bluff,
give
bitches?
Three different definitions of something, and one of them would
Call
actually
My
be
Bluff
right.
With
that's
holidays,
what sounds exactly it. What it sounds like.
Yeah.
I'm going to look on
Wikipedia.
I'm going
to challenge the audience to look that up, and then
yeah,
if they
okay.
feel
sabotage.
That I am right...
Well,
they can send us artwork.
We have about five or six minutes left here, so our guest is here somehow. I mean, she must be glued to the chair.
Our guest is Maria Gloria Westcott.
I don't know why she's here.
She's in the bar freeing herself.
She's in the bar getting hammered, yeah. Trying to talk to her agent. Get me the fuck out of here, please.
Hell out of this place.
Get me the hell out of here.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever
so,
do.
So, Gloria, currently, what are you working on right now? What's coming up? What moves you? What moves me?
What moves you?
What moves
me? I have no idea what moves you, dear. What moves me?
Clearly,
one of the
alcohol
things
does.
That moves me is that's art. That's for sure.
But talk about art. Talk about magic. Talk about platforms.
And, okay, well, right now, we just finished with Gary Baseman, and. That is one platform of art. That was for a particular artist. I'm interested at this time in creating something where we can inspire kids to make art and do art and look at art, whether it's from underground art movements or other subcultures. And it doesn't need to be necessarily only in the U.S. It could be, you know, abroad as well.
Outside the U.S.
It could be outside the U.S. as well. Because 2 years ago, I did a travel show called Vacacion.
Oh, yes. I'd like to
address
that.
Where we went to 8 countries in Latin America. And we did a travel show that was about culture, about contemporary art. Some countries we did architecture and fashion. We looked at music and clubbing and, you know, different...
Well, all these things are interrelated.
Right.
Though. Yes.
Things you love, Omar.
So...
Basically.
You know, I was looking at what was going on in different countries and thinking that here we really don't have a lot of programming that's inspiring the youth. And it doesn't have to be just visual art.
Yeah, we
but
do.
Even,
we have, like, Rock of Love. We have I Love New York, too. We have... Parental guidance. We have a bunch of stuff on MTV that's really, really wonderful.
I know Celebrity Apprentice.
Celebrity
is
Apprentice.
Really,
a lot of great
you know,
stuff.
There's a lot
America's
of high
Next,
culture.
America's Next,
it's just
America's Next Top Model. American Idol. They're all great, great shows for the youth. I mean, all of them are really
honestly,
brilliant.
You can either honestly, learn. You can learn to be a ruthless businessman or a really hot model.
Yeah.
Or just a son of a bitch on a reality show.
Yeah, so
which
I was,
is my goal.
I was thinking that, you know, we could create a platform for kids, whether it was for performance, for music, for visual arts, to get them inspired and also to see what other kids are doing, you know, in other places of the world.
And what
as
form
well.
Will this take? Or is that just, or is that in the works?
It's an idea. It's in the works, and I'm not going to elaborate. It's one of the things that I think should happen that I've been toying with in terms of.
And
concepts.
It will happen.
Yeah.
If your trajectory is any indication, it'll be very successful.
So this show currently, this Gary Baseman show, is this currently running at the at LACMA?
At the Corey Helford,
no, the
Gallery,
Corey Helford Gallery,
and it's until. May 23rd.
Okay.
He's actually having a signing this Saturday from 3 to 5. So if people have art...
Signing
you know,
what?
Whether it's
objects.
His books
signing
or
objects
or posters.
So
or,
if, you bring
mean,
it, if you bring an object to him, he'll sign it for
he'll
you?
He'll sign it for you, yeah.
Wow, that's kind of...
And
so you could boil an egg or two and have
yeah,
him sign it.
Yeah, you could
those.
Bring like something from, well, your bathroom or something.
Possibly.
And he could sign it for you.
So that's that. I'm working at LACMA at the present time teaching contemporary art. Well, actually, all different forms of art since they're an encyclopedic museum through a program where we go out to different libraries and also as a gallery educator looking at contemporary art in the gallery. So that's what I'm doing in terms of the art right now. But I am interested in developing something for youth in terms of, you know, using whether it's television or other platforms, you know, to get them involved.
And if we need to get in contact with you, Gloria, how could we get in contact with you? Your personal home phone numbers, please.
555-5555.
Yes, darling, I'm here.
So we could
tell me
all that information through the LACMA website.
Yes, of course.
Through the LACMA website. Okay, beautiful.
Or she can. They can reach us through Peter
and Omar.
And Omar
at some sort of
at gmail.com.
Peter Omar at gmail.com, which is our.
What happened to Self Help Graphics in East LA?
Well, they lost the building, and to be honest with you, I don't know right now where they're standing. To find a new space, and also I hear they're also losing their director right now. So,
where was it?
On the corner of Gage and Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, gosh, I remember one night coming. I remember one night coming back from there and having a drag race in my Chevy Nova. Not, I didn't plan on it, but I got challenged and I had to do it.
It's going back to the transvestite conversation we had.
Well, I had a transvestite in the back
drag race
seat.
Yeah.
I won. Yeah. So great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, baby. It's been quite an evening.
Yeah, it's been quite an evening for us especially, and more so for you.
Yeah. So we're gonna just close out with a little song and finish listening to track 7. And thank you guys for tuning in again.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful evening.
50,000 and
million show.
And
thank you so much to our friend Gloria Westcott.
Gloria Westcott.
It's been a pleasure, my dears.
We will see you guys. Hear you.
We
guys.
Won't see you. You'll hear.
Well,
us.
You know,
we don't really want
we'll
to hear you,
you.
Actually, so don't
we'll
don't
you,
bother.
Don't call
next,
us.
Don't call us, please.
We'll call you.
We'll definitely call you. Good night.
We'll be back to the bar.
Peter, let's get back to
the bar. Let's get back to the bar.
Gloria,
okay, have a wonderful evening.